Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Welcome to the show, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in, and those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. If you are on my show page on Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to get daily show notes about the show if you want them, and you can set it up to receive it however you want to, okay? And also, so I promote the show there. I promote the show as well on Facebook. If you want to become friends of the show, go to your Facebook page and search for the Frank Williams Show, the Frank Williams Show, and our show page should come up there. Go ahead and become a friend of the show. Get daily show notes there as well. And if you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at the Frank W Show. On Twitter at the Frank W Show. Okay, so that means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay, so the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. I want to give another thank you to the first lady on yesterday who came on the show and did the interview with me. I know she's listening to the show today. She's going to become an avid listener and even call into the show when she gets a chance. So again, thank you for coming on the show on yesterday. Today, guys, today is absolutely a beautiful day. If you are at work, sorry, you have to make money, so stay there. But it's nice out today. It's nice outside today. And I think as soon as I finish the show, I'm going to go outside and do a little cooking and then go to bed and get ready for my evening. How about that? So you guys can do the same. Once you finish work, and come home, take a load off, and then go ahead and get something started outdoors and go ahead and do some cooking or something outdoors when you get home. Because, like I said, God has blessed us with a beautiful, beautiful day. Okay? So get out there and enjoy it just as I am. As soon as I finish up with you guys, call into the show, 818-301-5834. Remember, guys, tomorrow, and still again, remember the 10 o'clock start time, the new 10 o'clock start time for the show for the next, 4 to 6 weeks. The show is going to be on at 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Okay, 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. So, again, let everyone know to listen in to the Frank Williams Show, because let them know that I have some good topics. And I try to come up with some good material for you guys, as well as teaching and informing and, not only you, but myself. I'm learning as well. As I research some of these things, I learn from them as well as you're learning. So that's a plus all the way around. All right? Call into the show, 818-301-5834. Now, today's episode is titled The Obama Cell Phone Tax. What to expect? Okay, now I wanted to do this show not only to inform you, but also for me to get a little bit more info on this new tax. Is that I heard about it, but I hadn't looked into it. Most people that I asked about it over the past few days have not heard about it. So I wanted to go ahead and kind of look into it a bit I mean, I only have a half hour show, but I wanted to look into it a bit and just give you like some little snippets of what's going on with this cell phone tax that Obama is trying to impose. And it's for all cell phone users. So if you use a cell phone, if you have a cell phone bill coming to your house every month, like I do, like, you know, probably 90% of the United States, then there's going to be a new tax added onto your cell phone bill. And it's called a cell phone tax. Or the, let's see here, he's calling it the something education tax. And I had it just a minute ago, but for some reason I sat it back down. He's calling it an education tax. As soon as I pull it up, I'll let you guys know. But he's calling it the education tax, an education tax. And I understand that. What he's trying to do is he's going to make 99% of the schools in America, they're going to have internet access. So they're going to have access to the superhighway, the internet's superhighway. And right now, 90% of schools in America are complaining about their internet access. They're saying how slow they are, how slow in downloading things they are. They're slower than any home service, okay? 90% are complaining that, 90% of the schools are complaining that they are two to four times slower than your wireless at home. Now, I know that my wireless is pretty fast. Okay? My wireless is pretty fast. I have my wireless through, you know, the cable company. But the schools are complaining about this. And I understand that, because I don't know if you guys remember back, it wasn't that long ago when we had simple internet access where you could get online. And it took like forever for you to go from page to page. It took forever. I know you guys know this, okay? It took forever for the pages to come up. I mean, you'd be looking at the screen and it'd be like, man, that first part of the page would come up. And then the next part of the page to come up. And then the next part of the page to come up. Where now, you have this fast access where you just click, bam, and there it is. Click, bam, there it is. You probably would go to 10 different pages before one would download back in the day. Y'all with me? Before we got the high speed and all this. Some of my older listeners, they remember how slow it was. So that's what the schools are complaining about, how slow their internet access is. And they can't do anything about it. Okay? So Obama's saying, hey, you know, we need to do something about that, because the kids need to have access to the internet. Now, I know a lot of people say, yeah, having access to the internet for the kids, I mean, that's dangerous. They can get on these sites and, you know, look at this and look at that. But no, all that's blocked. Okay. But there's you know, a plethora of information out there online. Y'all know that. And with a teacher, if he or her feel like that they can teach better, faster, and the kids learn better from using the computer, I mean, we're in the computer age. Now, you know, you're starting to get to where, hey, the books aren't needed as much. You can go online and find whatever you want to find that was in that book. So this cell phone tax imposed upon us, I'm one of them too. I mean, I'm not for higher taxes. But this tax is gonna cost you on an average of $4 to $5 per year. $4 to $5 per year. You can come up with that as, you know, as I'm sorry guys, I was looking at something. You can come up with that as, you know, 33 cents a month. That's going to be added to your cell phone bill each month in order to pay for these kids, access to the internet, faster access to the internet. They have access, but it's slow. Okay, he want to provide 99% of the schools with faster internet access, and that's going to cost some money, okay? Now, this plan is generating, you know, you're going to have to do this for 3 years, the next 3 years. If this goes through, it's going to be the next 3 years you're going to have to pay $4 to $5 more per year on your cell phone bill. That's about 33 cents a month more on your cell phone bill. Okay? So, and I'm going to tell you right now, if you look at your cable bill, if you go through a detail like I do, if you go through a detail, you'll see a franchise fee charge. I don't know what that is, but it's like $1.38. on my bill. Now, I don't know how much it is on your bill, but it's $1.38 on my bill. That's every month. And I don't even know what it is. You know, so what I'm saying is 33 cents a month added to your cell phone bill, that ain't gonna hurt. If we know it's paying for these kids to be able to access the internet faster, get their work faster, get this stuff in their brains faster, I'm with it. I'm not into paying higher taxes. I'm telling you that. But I got to be with something, either with it or against it. And to tell you the truth, whether we like it or not, it's probably going to happen. Okay? It's probably going to happen. You know, just like everything else. I mean, if you call the cable company and say, hey, I want y'all to take this franchise fee, $1.38 off my bill, I don't want to see that anymore. They're going to say, well, Mr. Williams, okay, so that means you're canceling your service? You're canceling your cable service? Your internet? Your own phone? You're canceling all that? No, I just want you to take that $1.38 off my bill. Well, if we take the $1.38 off your bill, that means we have to take the $1.30 off 38 off everyone's bill, and that's a franchise fee that we collect for such and such and such and such. And if you don't pay it, you're not going to have cable. Okay, I'll pay it. Okay, so if you don't pay your cell phone tax that Obama's imposing over the next 3 years to bring up $6 billion, then I don't know if you use a cell phone now or not, but then you won't have a cell phone if you don't pay it. So, you know, we can oppose it all we want. People are going to oppose it all the time. I mean, anything you come up with, there are going to be people who are for it, people who are against it. I'm actually on the side of being for it. But I also understand the people that are against it, against higher taxes, against them moving this through without having to go through Congress to get it done. Because, you know, he said that Congress is dysfunctional. He said Congress can't agree on anything, much less raising taxes through a cell phone charge for kids to have faster internet access in the school. Wow. He bypassing Congress. He going straight to the Communications Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, to get them to approve this tax. So, you know, that's something they're complaining about. This is unconstitutional. But I think he's a smart man. I think he know what was right and what he can do and what he can't do. Y'all with me? I mean, I'm sure just like any other president, he's like, I'm the president of the United States. Nobody bigger than me. Tell me I got to go through these guys to get something done for the kids? Something the American people want. Hey, 1-8-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, comment on today's episode, the Obama cell phone tax. What can you expect? You can expect another 33 cents a month on your cell phone bill, which you probably won't even see. You probably won't even feel it. You know, especially if your phone bill is one that fluctuates every month. If you had to pay $120.90 last month, and this month it's $117.44, you're probably not going to recognize that 33-cent cell phone tax that they're imposing for the kids to have access, faster access to the internet superhighway, just like you have. It's in schools. It's not in their homes. It's in the schools. Okay? It's in the schools. It ain't like we're paying a tax for them because they don't want to work to eat. You know, which is the way some people are trying to portray this thing. No, it's a way to put faster internet access service into the schools, so that these kids can get this information faster. And like I said, they're complaining already that you know, 90% of the schools are complaining that their internet access is just super slow. You know, they could probably drive, you know, if they live close to the school, they could probably drive home, access what they need to access, find the pages they need to print them off, grab them a drink, drive back to school, before the kids done pulled up two or three paces. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but that's, you know, y'all with me? That's how it was when I first, when we first started messing with computers. That's how freaking slow they were. And I'm serious. You younger folks out there never seen that before. But the older generation, my generation, and people maybe a little bit younger than me and a little bit older than me, we saw the super slow internet access. Man, you go on there and, you know, I'm going to tell you something here. You go on there for Christmas, the shop for Christmas. Man, it takes you 2 days to get your Christmas order. Because everything was so slow. You were sitting there pulling your hair out. Pulling your hair out. And then we started to get faster access, and you were like, oh, man, this is awesome. Now it's like, you know, that works. You know, that works. Yeah. Yeah, I go there. Click on that. Check that out. Click. You send me a picture. Click. Picture. Man, don't even talk about pictures coming somewhere. Don't even talk about it. So I understand. I understand the cell phone tax. You know? I understand the pros and the cons of it. You know? But, like I said, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So, might as well get ready to pay for it. Huh? I mean, you know, that's it. It's going to happen, guys. You have to pay another 33 cents on our cell phone bill each month. For 3 years. Now, supposedly they're going to shut it down in 3 years, but I don't believe that. That just doesn't happen like that. Y'all know. If you live in Atlanta, if you live in Georgia 400 got a toll on the highway. When you go through, you pay 50 cents to go through the toll to go up Georgia 400. Okay? That thing been in for years. And it's been in for probably twice as long as it was originally said it'd be. And, you know, they said, okay, hypothetically like this. Okay, we're going to put this toll in for 7 years to pay for this. Okay? Now, they put the toll in. We started paying to go through there. We did that for 7 years, okay? And then they know how much money generated through that toll. It kept it going. It's probably been 14 years now. And it's still going. So this is probably going to happen the same way. They're going to continue to get that cell phone tax long after these 3 years. That's what should be upsetting, but we'll forget about it, you know, over the years. Our show today, guys, was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening in. Join us tomorrow, Free Fall Friday. All lines will be open for you to call in. I'm Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. See ya.
Thank you.